Okay, so we're like 12 hours out. How are you feeling? Who are you feeling betrayed by? Give me the rundown.
It would be foolish of me to feel betrayed by anybody. I've been lying to all of them the whole summer, so I don't feel betrayed necessarily by anybody.
Okay, that's fair. What do you sort of attribute to your downfall?
A little bit of hubris on my part, a little bit of stupidity from my allies. And just it's been a crazy season. So I think that there's been a lot of flipping and flopping near the end. And it sounds like from what I hear that it was actually very close that I was staying. So yeah, this has been a crazy season. So luck, I feel like it's played a part in it as well.
Yeah, that's fair. Did it sting extra just knowing you just missed that jury?
Not really. And what stung in the moment was knowing I never got to play Real Big Brother. That we're doing the three nominees and everything like that. And then once I
Oh.
leave, we're going back down to two. Whereas, like at the top 10, if Quinn's HOH, I would never be on the block if it was just two nominees because he would have nominated Angeline, Chemo, and then Rubino or whomever would have been the replacement. So that was kind of frustrating, but I don't really care about being on jury. On most seasons, I would be the second member of the jury. So I try to look at it in that way. And honestly, being with those people any longer would have driven me crazy. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you've been asked about Angela so far.
Yeah, a couple
Some
times.
people, some people were like not thrilled with your conversation with her because you were trying to level with her, like, hey, you're probably gonna go home. Obviously, the tables have turned now, sort
The
of.
irony is not lost on me.
Yeah, okay, I
Yeah.
figured.
Yeah.
Any hard feelings leaving the game, or you feel okay?
I feel like I don't know what the TV edit of her was, but I feel like that conversation was a lot more nuanced than it's sounding. I feel like I also said a lot of very nice things about her in that conversation, and what she took away from it, and what the audience took away with it was you should just be grateful to be here, like you know what I mean. Where it was a little bit more than that. I was trying to be nice to her, and a lot of the advice I gave to her is advice I've told myself, like leaving out of the house, like, hey, dude, just be grateful that you were here. You got picked out of 1,000 people. F like 15 are going to lose, and you're one of them. You know what I mean? I was just trying to give her perspective more than anything and just being real with her because everybody in the game was lying to her all the time.
Yeah, I think I see the intention. It's just obviously ironic now, but yes, I totally get
Yes,
it.
yeah.
And then I'm sure you've been asked about the Dr. Will comparisons and all that stuff, but what do you say to people who think like, oh, you were overconfident or you thought you were better? Like, what would you say to people who say that?
I'd say in some regards they were right. But also I do think I was playing the game well. You know what I mean? I do think I had a lot of things going. Like I said, if it wasn't for the twist, I would have, you know, been fine in most situations. And also that got prompted out of me. It wasn't me saying that out of nowhere. They asked me, who are you trying to model your game after? And then I said that. So it was not like I was like, oh, I'm as good as this guy, or like whatever. And I don't know what they included, but there was a million times where I also said, like, I know I'm not as good as them, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So I don't know how they chopped it up, but
But okay, so and obviously you were throwing comps. Did you throw the AI arena last night or no? That was the
yeah. No,
one
no,
you
no.
tried to win.
I
Okay.
was genuinely terrible. And honestly, the only one I like threw was the wall. Like that was the only
Yeah.
one where I was
Okay.
like, there's no point in me. I'm not gonna fucking win this anyway. The rest of them I tried, but like, did I care that much what happened? No.
Yeah. Okay. Final two with Tucker. Once Tucker left, who were you most loyal to, do you think?
Definitely Leah, because I knew I could beat her in the end if that was the case. But really ultimately nobody. I was gonna do whatever was good for me at any given moment.
Okay, fair. Yeah, a lot of people wanted me to ask you, do you think if it had come down to you and Tucker in the end that you could have beat him?
Yes, for sure. I know it seems like that's puzzling to a lot of people who just watched the TV show. But I feel like there was a lot of things that he did in the house that rubbed people the wrong way, that personally really lost him the jury, like right there. I feel like the way he treated Quinn a lot of times, people did not love. Some other comments he made were I won't speak too much on it, but I do think I would have beaten him.
Okay. Yeah, he's a polarizing guy, I guess.
Yeah.
With the fans as well.
Yeah.
Who do you think is playing the best game right now and the worst game?
Chelsea by far is playing the best game. She has been from the get-go. That's why I always wanted her out all the time. But and then Angela's playing the worst game by far.
What do you think about, spoiler alert, I will, you know, my listeners get upset, but about the HOH Chelsea winning?
Well, I'm not thrilled just because I know she's gonna put up all the odds plus with or whatever. But you know, good for Chelsea. She's a good player, so she deserves it.
Had you stayed in one HOH, who would you have targeted?
I would have put up Angela and Quinn, and I would have put up Chemo or Rubina as the if it was three, but if it was just two, I'd just put up Angela and Quinn and let the house decide. I really wouldn't have cared at that point, which either one of them would have gone home. And I literally would have ran back to Chelsea and been like, let's work together again. Let's like stop like going against each other. You know what I mean? Because I realized that I should just ally with the good players instead of trying to work against them.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, a lot of people think that you just never got along with Rubina or have an issue with Rubina. How, are you guys good or what?
I think we're good from a personal level. I was annoyed by her a lot of the time, to just be quite frank. You know what I mean? She's like very loud and I'm like super chill or whatever. But on a personal level, I have nothing against her. She's a sweetheart. Like, she's such a good person. I told her a million times, like, it's a me problem. It's not a you problem. Like, it's me being negative Nancy that is like the problem. Like, you keep being you. Like, you don't change how you are, you know. So no, I was annoyed with her a lot of times, and I had to express that to the cameras or whatever, but she's a sweetheart. So
yeah, it's hard living with people. It's a little different than just, you know, being friends with somebody.
Very different.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of solitary confinement, I wanted to ask you about, yes, like, was it as bad as we saw? Like, did Matt really count to 1,000? Like, tell me about that.
He did not count to 1,000. They stopped after 12 or something like that. But I thought it was going to go on forever, and then he would name random numbers. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. Like, I wanted to get away from those people so bad that, yeah, when they told me it was a punishment, and I knew a bunch of crap was about to go down while I was away. So I was like, I'd rather just not be there for that. So whatever.
That's funny. Would you play Big Brother again? Because that's something you're... No?
Never, no. It was super stressful, anxiety inducing, heartbreaking a lot of times, like backstabbing people and having to go against your moral compass and everything like that. It was cool experience. I'm glad I did it. I'm so happy I got chosen, but no, would never do it again. They would have to put a boatload of money in front of me in order for me to say yes.
Okay. Well, that's honest. I like the honesty. I know we have to wrap up soon, but I want to say, like, whoever, your brother, your friends who are running your social media, they killed it this season. They were great.
Really? No
yes.
Way.
They've Hell been yeah. so fun. Hell yeah. So I think you'll come out to a, you know, pleasant surprise. They've been doing a good job.
Hell yeah. Awesome. It's my friend Eric, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Joseph, thank you so much for chatting with me. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you, Sharon. Take it easy. Okay.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.